So as I was mentioning, at least in my initial chats with investigators since ASCO, it's been interesting because, you know, with all the issues coming up about premenopausal, it's kind of interesting. It seems like people are now becoming more comfortable using the recurrence score in postmenopausal women with positive nodes because they kind of feel like the biology is playing out more straightforward. So for example, this woman with one positive node, a 2.2 centimeter tumor with a recurrence score of 5, if she had been, you know, age 60 and postmenopausal, would you have been comfortable withholding chemo?
Absolutely. So for somebody who is postmenopausal but seems to have a very, very favorable biology of disease as translated by a very low Oncotype DX score, despite one positive lymph node, I would feel very comfortable withholding chemotherapy in that case. But with the case in question that we were discussing in a premenopausal woman, I'm not quite that comfortable yet just because of the underrepresentation on the data so far.
And the other thing I've kind of heard about that, I'll see how you feel about it, is the idea that one node, okay, two or three nodes maybe, but not more than three nodes. Is that kind of the way you look at it or just one node?
Probably. I mean, we do know that the prognosis gets worse with every single additional node that you collect. I mean, it really almost is a linear curve there. But I'm not sure there's that much of a difference between one and two nodes. It all depends on how long has the cancer been there. We all know women, for instance, that have these lobular cancers that don't pick up well on mammogram or ultrasound, and they've probably been there for God knows how many years. And finally, either the patient or the gynecologist feels something in the breast, ends up getting more diagnostic imaging, where then, boom, we found that they had like a 3-centimeter node and there's like one or two lymph nodes involved and it's a lobular cancer. So I'm not sure biologically that's a cancer that behaves badly, but it obviously has been there for longer and anatomically has had enough time to spread to the lymph nodes. That patient may have actually a better prognosis than somebody that has like a 2-3-centimeter triple negative high-grade breast cancer without any lymph node involvement. So I think nodes don't tell all the story, but it clearly says that cancer has the potential to leave the breast and go somewhere else. And if it's gotten from the breast to the lymph nodes, it could really have gotten anywhere.
What was your role in Taylor X?
So I was one of the co-investigators. I was part of when Dr. Sperano first presented the concept at ECOG. We all chipped in into trying to mold the trial into what it finally became. And ultimately, I was one of the co-investigators that participated within the creation of the trial and the patient accrual as well.